remove some of the bad blood that causing them pain or headache or things like this. Okay, this is used to be methods of releasing or relieving people from certain pains, and is still used until now in different places of Arabia. So the hadith of Ibn Abbas is showing us the permissibility of doing this while you are in Ihram during Hajj, and also the permissibility of doing this while you are fasting, that this doesn't spoil your fasting, and the hadith is authentic. Hadith number 541 reported by Shaddad ibn Aus radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sister, stop please with your pen. أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أتى على رجل بالبقيع وهو يحتجم في رمضان فقال أفطر الحاجم والمحجوم. رواه الخمسة إلا الترمذي وصححه أحمد وابن خزيمة وابن حبان. The hadith is authentic. Okay, and the explanation of the hadith, that means they did an action which is not supposed to be done during Ramadan, because you know by taking the blood out it can weaken the person. Okay, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that they had spoiled their fasting, or that mean they did something that it shouldn't be done during the fasting. But we see the other hadith which is more authentic, and the action of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he himself, he, this been done to him while he was fasting. Okay, next hadith 542, page number 231. We leave the hadith alone. Hadith is munkar or evil or bad or whatever it is, worse than weak. Okay, so we leave it alone. I don't know what kind of a term that I should use in English. It can be one of this, like this. Okay. Hadith number 542 is munkar. We leave it alone. Next hadith 543. Hadith is weak. 543. You leave it alone. The hadith is weak. Hadith number 544 by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من نسي وهو صائم فأكل أو شرب فليتم صومه فإنما أطعمه الله وسقى. حديث in the collection of الإمام البخاري as well as إمام مسلم رحمة الله عليهما. So the hadith is authentic, reported by Abu Huraira, that whosoever gets while he's fasting and he ate or drank, okay, let him complete his fasting. Indeed, Allah had provided him with the food or the drink. Okay, so that mean number one, we learn from this hadith, eating and drinking as a result of forgetfulness, it doesn't break the fast. That if it happened, it is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this applies to the obligatory fasting as well as the optional fasting. Okay? That the hadith didn't make a difference between how much he ate. Is it a whole sub or 4 inches? Okay? Or he ate a whole meal and the dessert and the ice cream, and now while he took the toothpick and start to do this, remember. Doesn't matter, okay? Abu Bakr looking for one like this, eh? Inshallah, you get it in Ramadan and you remember that I said, sure. Okay? So still this out of Allah's mercy, and we should accept whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this also shows us the mercy of Allah and the easiness and the practicality of this deen. Okay, the practicality of this deen, because we're human beings, we forget. okay, and somebody being for the whole year eating, drinking, and after this special the first few days, okay, special after he play basketball, hopefully somebody will quit playing fast. But if they have too much energy, you could not help it, you understand? So, and after they play for a half an hour or 1 hour and a half, they come running to the cooler and keep drinking, and after this, I say, hey man, what are you doing? It's Ramadan. I say, oh, okay. So, alhamdulillah, that Allah is mercy, okay, dealing with a human being, being a human being, that you can forget, okay. وللحاكم من أفطر في رمضان ناسيا فلا قضاء عليه ولا كفارة وهو صحيح. The hadith is authentic. Other narration which in collection of Imam al-Hakim, that whosoever break his fast in Ramadan while he's forgetting, no قضاء, no كفارة, no expiation for him. Okay, he don't have to do anything. Okay, the difference between this and that, it made it specifically in Ramadan, because somebody will may think that this only apply to optional fasting, okay? But even in Ramadan. Hadith number 545. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من زرعه القيء فلا قضاء عليه ومن استقى فعليه القضاء. رواه الخمسة وعله أحمد وقواه الدارقطني. And the hadith is authentic. Okay, I know that is written here in the book. Let me see what is the English. Reported by Al Khamsa Ahmad. Okay, found it a defect. Okay, and this is the reason I don't to go by the English here. I actually go looking in other sources and other references, which is more stronger than whosoever translated the book or produced information. So my sources of information, get it from others, especially from Sheikh Al-Albani Hafizahullah, concerning the authentication of the hadith. Okay, and this is one of the benefits that we have it in this class. Okay, so the hadith here says that it has defect, but the hadith is authentic, inshallah.
How can you tell whether a hadith is weak or is authentic?
Because there is a special people, or expertise. There is expertise who go and study this, and they come with the conclusion to say this hadith is weak or hasan or good or authentic.
Like, could it be weak in the English translation and being...
No, it doesn't have anything to do with the English and the Arabic. Okay. Because the people who wrote this, they take it from the way how it's written in the Arabic and, okay? But that the people who defected the hadith, as example, in that time they did not have enough information, they don't have enough resources, okay, to collect, to know, and to reach to other things. And nowadays, alhamdulillah, we have more access to the knowledge that you can bring, you understand, almost 100 book on a disk, what you call it in floppy.
Floppy
disk. Yeah. Okay, and you can look to everything.
Internet.
You can, the whole thing. Now you can have a man have the whole library in a camel and still he don't have enough information. You see? So the access more to the books and to the knowledge and the history of the people had make things more easier on the scholars to go and study more and to know about things that was not available to the people before. It's okay. Jazakallah khair. It's okay. Okay? Because if he feel it, he's going to take it. Alright? So it doesn't have anything to do with the English and the Arabic, okay? But the hadith is authentic. That whosoever throw up or vomiting, okay? Throw up or vomiting, or what is the other word? What is the third word? Huh?
Puke.
Puke. Yeah, I'm looking for one more. Let me see. Let me see how much English you know, guys. Okay. All right. Okay. MashaAllah. You have a dictionary in your house, huh? This is good. Okay. All right. Even Isra, no. Okay. Good Isra. That whosoever, let me see what word he used here. Said if one has sudden attack of vomiting. Okay. If anybody been attacked by vomiting, that means he has no choice, okay, and he throw up, he had to throw up, okay, that he continued his fasting and nothing for him to do, okay, and whosoever do it intentionally to himself, okay, now this person have to make up for this day, okay. There is a difference between you've been forced, that your stomach, as example, or your system inside forced you, that you could not help it and it came out of you. And there is a difference between you sticking your finger inside your mouth and just try to keep, for it to come out. Okay? This is two different things. So if been attacked and been forced, I have no choice, that was no anything for you to do it for it to come out, that you complete your fasting. Yeah, you don't make up any days. But if you did this yourself, now you're going to have to make up a day instead of this day. Hadith 546, page 232, or page number 232. It depends if you awake or you taking a nap. So which way you read it? 232 or page number 232. وعن جابر ابن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنهما. Did you find the page, your brother? Whether even he doesn't, like he say, he don't have even the right book. We study from Bulugh al-Maram and he have Sahih al-Bukhari. So he's not even on the page, he's not even in the book. It happens sometimes, okay? Different time in different states. So وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خرج عام الفتح إلى مكة في رمضان فصام حتى بلغ قراء الغميم فصام الناس ثم دعا بقدح من ماء فرفع حتى نظر الناس إليه ثم شرب فقيل له بعد ذلك إن بعض الناس قد صام فقال أولئك العصاة أولئك العصاة. This hadith, which in the hadith is authentic, and there is another narration in collection of Imam Muslim which is also authentic, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was in the year of opening Mecca, okay, the grand opening or taking over Mecca from the Mushrikeen, when he reached a station, a place called Qura al-Ghamim, and people were observing the fasting, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he ordered for like a small, like a jar, and he took it while everybody observing and watching, and he start drinking. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving indication to the people to break their fast. Later on, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam been informed that some people are still fasting. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, those are the disobedient one. Those are the disobedient one. As we understand from the manner of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he always used to lean toward Isis and staying away from hardship and difficulty. And any time he given a choice between two affairs, he will choose the easiest one, as long as not haram. Okay? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he felt like hardship because is a traveling, is Ramadan, is fasting, is hot, and he felt that is too hardship for people to be observing fasting. So he tried to show them by his action to break the fast. He did not order them, you see, because it is permissible to fast. But he shows them that this is better. Okay? And even me, the Prophet, here I'm drinking, to make it easier on them, for them to accept what he was doing. Okay? But some people, like, they felt that we remain fasting. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam been informed, he was not pleased with them. Okay? He was not pleased with them and said that those are the disobedient ones. And the other narration will explain this. فَقِيلَ لَهُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ شَقَّ عَلَيْهُمُ الصِّيَامِ وَإِنَّمَا يَنْتَظِرُونَ فِي مَا فَعَلْتُ فَدَعَى بِقَدَحٍ مِّن مَّاءٍ بَعْدَ الْعَصْرِ فَشَرِبْ. You see? So that some people have told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that people had, they are facing hardship and they waiting to see what you're going to do. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went and he drank in front of them, but this was almost time for Asr. Like somebody said, wow, I'm going to spoil my, there's only 2-3 hours left, let me try to make it. Okay? But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was looking for what's more easier on the people. Okay? What is more beneficial for them. And that is no hardship to making yourself, because Allah had give you rukhsa and give you permission, give you a break. That if you are a traveler or in the fighting against the enemy or all these things, that you have the permit, you have the permission to break your fast and make it up later on. Okay? But some people, they choose to remain fasting after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam breaking his fast. Hadith number, as I said, the hadith is authentic. Hadith number 547, وعن حمزة ابن عمر الأسلمي رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه قال يا رسول الله إني أجد بي قوة على الصيام في السفر فهل علي جناح؟ فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هي رخصة من الله، فمن أخذ بها فحسن، ومن أحب أن يصوم فلا جناح عليه. رواه مسلم وأصله في المتفق عليه من حديث عائشة أن حمزة بن عمرو سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the hadith is authentic that Amr al-Aslami, may Allah be pleased with him, said, O Prophet of Allah, I'm a strong man. I can fast during my traveling. Is there any harm for me to fast? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, it is a permission, rukhsa, from Allah. Whosoever accept Allah's permission, this is good, excellent. And whosoever won't fast, no harm. Okay? No harm. So we understand from this hadith that if you choose to fast during your traveling, right, as long as you are healthy. Don't choose to fast during your traveling and after this you be suffering and falling and getting dizzy and we will call in the ambulance for you and all these things. If you have the strength to fast during traveling and you choose to fast, is acceptable. It is acceptable. But what is better? That he accepted the charity of Allah, he accepted the rukhsa, the permission of Allah. This will be better, because the hadith for ذلك حسد. But if you choose the other, is acceptable. So there is a difference between acceptable and حسد. And we say this only for a person that he is healthy, that he can fast, that his fasting will be acceptable from him during his traveling. But don't go fast and after this you'll be getting dizzy.
So it's okay to break your fast when you're traveling. If you're healthy, you shouldn't break.
No, even if you're healthy. Okay. Even if you're healthy, okay, and you choose to break your fast during your traveling, this is better, but you still have to make it up later on, after Ramadan.
Okay.
Yeah. And the hadith is authentic.